All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Melvin. I'm here with KJ and the Three Bulls Tavern and Brewery team. So I'll get you, I'm going to hand over to them, let them introduce themselves. We've got a little episode we're doing here. Food here, y'all? I'm just going to segue right into that. We're going to skip right past. The food is phenomenal. So I'm super excited to talk about that, as well as the beer. Some good beer here, and just a killer atmosphere. So welcome to Rebrew. We're kind of flowing through. This is episode what?
Episode five.
Sounds like a Star Wars thing. but yeah, we're excited to bring this one to you guys. But before we get into today's content and topic, which is?
Well, bounce back better.
So yeah, kind of overcoming objectives, overcoming, you know, kind of the fails, you know, turning fails into wins is the goal of this this episode. But before we get into it, let's go ahead and get into the beer. Let's get into the food, get into the atmosphere here, and let's get it rolling.
So we are at Three Bulls, which is in like the Riverview, Valrico, Bloomingdale area. If you're a Fishhawk family, you probably come here all the time. I know me and my family live in Fishhawk. And if we're not in here drinking and having food, then we order it like Uber Eats. Like, we love their food so much here. If we can't make it here, if it's too busy, because this place does get crowded, we'll just order it to go because we love it so much. But we are here with Josh and Jimmy. Jimmy and his wife own Three Bulls. So I'm just going to let him kind of take the mic and explain where Three Bulls came from and how they kind of divide up what they do here. Yep.
Really, it just came from our kitchen. I mean, Tracy brewing beer at the house constantly. I was making food every night, smoking in our backyard, doing everything there. And after doing that for months and months, we were like, well, why, we should take this on the road.
So you were just like home brewing?
Yeah, she brewing in our backyard at the pool for like 9 years. she had the nice setup in the world. And I mean, every time she would post, every time she brewed there, it was like three bulls. That was kind of her astrological signature.
Ah, she's a Taurus.
Yeah, three ways. So.
She's a three-time Taurus.
Three-time Taurus.
Oh, don't mess with her.
I don't.
Dang.
So anytime, I mean, she'd brew in the backyard, she would post Three Bulls brewing at our house, and it just kind of, it was out there, so.
And then you were cooking.
Yeah, yes, every day. I used to, at the house.
At the house.
I don't anymore. I hate it now. No, but I'm pretty much every night, I was kind of making what the menu is here.
Nice.
And she was brewing. I mean, we had.
Could you imagine?
I could not.
That every night? That
nice? The wings?
Cases of beer, I mean, stacked up in our hallway.
Oh my gosh.
So we decided to actually open a place that we would like to go ourselves. I mean, that was basically it. The place that we wanted to hang out here, that felt like there was, I guess, kind of a hole in this area.
With, oh, yeah.
Not too many places with, you know, you're making everything in-house.
And for sure.
Obviously, the brewery. There's not much of that around, so we decided to do it.
Not over here, unless you're in St. Pete, where it's just like covered in
Tampa. Yeah, yeah.
And everyone here wants that. They don't want to drive out there. They want to have something in the neighborhood like that.
Yeah, yep. We were very happy when you opened. I promise. Tell us about what we're drinking a little bit here, because I know we've got, you know, a little bit special for each of our taste. This one is the, what was this one called?
That's the Keel and Curly Elderberry Cider.
Oh, this is from Keel and Curly, which is in Plant City, another place that we're going to be stopping by.
A little shout out.
Yeah, a little shout out. So this is their Elderberry Cider. Yeah.
What are you drinking?
And here we both have
the Scottish ale.
Scottish ale that we brew here.
You both have it.
My favorite, actually. My favorite. And one of Tracy's the first that she actually ever brewed.
Oh, wow.
So that's cool.
It's the OG.
Mine's a guest tap, right?
Correct.
Woven.
That's the woven water.
Listen, woven water does this blue one. I forgot what it's called. It's amazing. Can't wait to get some of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get that one day for sure. Josh is the bartender here. You kind of run that whole area?
A bartender here.
Head of PR.
Head of PR.
Perfect. Tell us about what you got going on.
The face and the voice.
So I'm relatively new to this. So I've been here about 9 months or so.
Well, you have the right haircut and beard for
Well, thank you. I thought you'd never
fit in.
That's why we hired him. That's why we hired him. For that alone.
Just for that. I tell people this all the time. I think people get the idea that I am as big a fan of this place as anyone. So I think that comes off pretty authentically when I'm meeting people that are come for the first time, or I get excited to go over the menu, show them what we do here. In addition to brewing, we also have a full bar. So,
But that wasn't always the case. You guys started beer based.
We kind of incrementally grew. We didn't even have the brewery when it first started. It was just kind of get the food, get everything right there. Then we had the brewery maybe 6 months later, and then the liquor was probably about a year in, maybe a little bit more. So it would help. I mean, it really helped service wise, actually learning kind of the steps, because we've never in the restaurant business done liquor before, and that's just a
whole other thing.
Layers of difficulty.
Right? Yeah,
to have that. Yeah, I mean, expensive. If you're not watching it, and and we tend to we spend a lot on our stuff here. We tend to really go crazy with the details. Like if it's the ice cubes that we spend so much on, it's just like
never
the food.
Would have thought ice cubes.
The ingredients that go in, it's all we could make it a lot more profitable, but we're just kind of fanatics about details and
the craftsmanship. Yeah. I know I come here, I think it was here, the Bloody Mary flights. Did you have that at one point?
We did.
I loved it.
Brunch.
It was special.
Yeah.
It was one day.
Yes.
And I
never
here.
Again.
And I came here that one day.
It's a nightmare.
Oh, man.
I made my husband bring me here. And I'm like, they have Bloody Mary flights. Like, it's right around the corner. We made a special trip. You also have a Christmas margarita at Christmas time.
Yes.
You guys
I bet that's good.
It is amazing. Yeah.
That's been a huge
coconut.
Huge seller.
Tracy gave me the recipe for it so I can make it at my house. And we still can't get it right. It's good when we make it, but not as good as
I think there's something to be said about the surroundings, too, when you're drinking something.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it really does help the help the taste.
And then you guys do a special St. Patrick's Day.
Yes. It's, I think, Oktoberfest is our busiest day of the year. And St. Patrick is a close second. I think this year, being on a Saturday, it's going to surpass that.
Yeah.
And it's going to be insane. And we're making all our own bangers. We'll make all here, the pastrami, corned beef and cabbage. Again, smoke everything here. Guinness and lamb stew. Shepherd's pie, yes. I'll be making tons of shepherd's
pie.
You're
like, it's my favorite.
Yes,
I already can't wait to eat again.
I know. No, we ate earlier at a different brewery, and we were like, we're going to eat here again.
Tough working.
Rough day. It's been a rough day.
Oh, I imagine.
But on St. Patrick's Day, which is March 17th, some people don't realize that's always on the same day. They think it's like Easter, and they're like, I don't know what day St. Patrick's Day is this year. I'm like, it's the same day.
We will be actually celebrating on the Saturday, the day before, the 16th this year.
Perfect.
Yeah. I mean, you have a little recovery time the next day.
I'm already planning my
celebrate
order.
Twice.
But hopefully I'm trying to make enough food for both days. So if anyone wants to come on St. Patrick's itself, there should be plenty of stuff, hopefully still.
Nice. Maybe we'll come in twice then. Because it is my favorite.
You will come in twice.
Years ago when you first started it, I tried it and I was like, this is the best corned beef I've ever had. And it was so good. And I made sure I ordered it the next year. Or it wasn't the next year. I missed out. You sold out. And I couldn't get it. And I was crushed.
So you literally walked in and was like, where's the beef?
I can't believe you know that. You know that reference?
Of course.
Pretty
old.
You're like, I don't remember.
Oh, man. Yes, 1 year and hopefully never again. We sold out. I mean, early.
It's early.
Early.
Early, because I called it 4 that day.
It
or
was, there was just some weird times in the beginning with
trying to figure out what
COVID. Yeah, well, we had, when we first opened, we had nothing to look back the year before, just your first year. And then COVID hits about 7 months in and everything just threw everything off.
Yeah.
So it was hard to get a gauge, but I think we have it down now.
Yeah. You guys are amazing. We always get the Irish skirt steak nachos when we come. Nice. That's one of our favorites. So I usually get the poke bowl. And then the garlic parmesan wings, I think, is the other thing that my husband gets. Yeah.
Big.
See, the fact salad. That you remember everything that you eat, yeah. is it means a lot. Because it's that good.
Yes.
You know, I can't say how many places I've been to, and I've eaten, and I'm like, what'd you get there?
I got some thing.
You know?
Well, we work really, really hard on it back there. I mean, there's a lot of people putting in a lot of man hours. Awesome. I've been in other concepts where there's just opening up vacuum sealed bags of food and those days when Tracy and I were cooking, and someday we're going to do this, and we're not going to, you know, never go back to that again. So,
well, I appreciate all the hard work you guys do. I know.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of our favorite spots. And then you guys have happy hour. I think we were talking about this earlier.
Four to six, Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday, 4 to 6.
I do want to throw in one more thing about the food.
Yes.
This guy, every Friday, has been making showcase steaks and cuts of meat.
Oh,
yeah, so usually they're for two, just big tomahawk ribeyes, you know, fillets. Yeah.
I haven't seen those on the menu.
It's just on the weekend, just for specials.
Oh, okay.
They are amazing.
And again, I think it's trying to, so you don't have to drive to Tampa. So you can, you know, keeping that in the neighborhood.
Yep.
Being able to offer something like that. And we just bought a dry ager for the steaks too, which I think would be a very cool thing to.
Do you guys have a sous vide machine?
Yes,
that's my new favorite toy.
It's
four of them. Can I buy one from you?
Sous vides are legit. It's a process, but it's so good when you're done.
Best steak ever.
I did not want to give in to that. I thought, if you don't have fire, if you don't have smoke, this is not real cooking.
Seriously.
It's the best way, hands down, for steaks. In my opinion, it is.
Yep.
Well, perfect. Well, thank you guys for stopping in and having a drink with us. We're going to talk about our failing forward. And
perfect.
It's amazing. Thank you guys for being what you are and for being on today.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We'll definitely spread the word because missing good beer, and good food.
Good beer, good food, good beer, good food.
Beer, and I love good food.
Can we do
ASAP? Oh my gosh, can we do ASAP? MR?
Like, who was that agent you were working with that was trying to say those letters?
Oh, yes. Julia.
Julia. Julia.
Oh, Julia. Shout out to Julia.
AMR? ASMR? ASAP?
It's great.
So we do have giveaways from three bowls. We have, this is what color is a cerulean?
That is a shade of blue.
Yeah.
Oh, it does remind me of that crayon that I used to love that I can never pronounce as a kid.
Cerulean.
You're right.
It is.
It's probably still not pronounced correctly, but.
That's it. It's cerulean. And then it says three bowls. So we have a t-shirt to give away.
That's cool.
And then we also have the gift card as usual. So you can come and enjoy, pick out one of those beers that we were just talking about or get those steak nachos.
Steak nachos sound good.
And they're over Pub Chips, not like tortilla chips. So I can
Publix,
eat them.
Like Publix chips?
Like Publix chips.
Pub Club?
Pub Club chips.
I love Pub Club.
Okay. So our topic today. So fun is talking about using a failure in your business or your life and learning from it, what to do while you're experiencing the failure, how to get yourself out of that mode, and then grow and become better. So that's the topic. Grow with me.
Grow
with me now.
Grow with me. Is that a song?
Maybe. It should be.
Well, it is now.
It is now.
It is now.
Oh, it's
the more you grow. Jesus.
Is that come with me now? Oh, the Congos
growing
or something. Oh,
with the life wall.
You look like that Bart Simpson thing. Go in to the wall and come out.
The, what was it? Get him to the Greek. No, what was it? He's like, pet the fuzzy wall.
Oh my gosh. That dude, the crazy one.
Your microphone clips, just so you know. Unless you want to do that with your hand. You're doing the pinkies out thing. Like you're.
What do I do with this? I don't know. Since there's no one talking into my mic.
But no, we'll definitely roll into we've had a lot of conversations on this recently when it comes to kind of like failing forward, failing in general, and how you could turn that fail upside down. It's just, you know, you could look at them as failures. You could look at them as like, man, I didn't do that right. I didn't execute the way I did. Or you could look at it and go, I did execute it. It just, it failed. The fish.
Let's talk about the fish.
Let's talk about the fish in the room.
Let's talk about the fish in the room. The fish in the room is dead.
So this is not even like, I didn't plan this. This was not perfectly timed. If you're on my Instagram, you saw it this morning. You know, I called myself doing something yesterday. You know, if anybody knows my husband, Pete, he is like the rock. He keeps everything together. You know, I'm always out and about, kind of moving left and right and up and down and sideways and doing backflips. I don't even know how to do them. All day, every day. So, you know, he keeps the kid in school, makes sure he gets to his appointments when I can't make it, which is often, you know. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do something good. I'm going to take a break from work finally for the first time in forever. And I'm going to like clean help the out. Kitchen, help out, do some things like right before he gets home. Not like while he's there, like before he gets there so he can come home and be like, whoa, it's all done.
Aww.
You know, so I'm like, all right, cool. We just got Hunter a fish. You know, Santa brought him all the things for a fish. Santa can't deliver live animals, so
right. We
got a little certificate.
You gave the note. Mm-hmm. He cannot. Yeah. It's so, a PETA. PETA rule.
And for those who don't know me, Hunter is my nephew. He lives with us full time. He just turned 9 this end of last month. So he got his first fish. We got him a betta fish. You know, what beta?
What's beta than a betta fish?
So, yeah, the tank was real nasty, and we've just been so busy. I was like, you know what? I'm going to clean the fishing tank. I'm going to clean the fish tank. And listen, I took my time. I even went to the store and bought a little, because it says you can't touch them because it messes their thing up or whatever, their fins or whatever those things that frail around.
It stresses them out.
Yeah, it messes their little up. So I was like, I went to the store. I bought a scooper and, you know, I scooped him, put him in his little thing. And when I put him in his little box, he was like headbutting the wall. And I'm going, oh, well. Maybe he sees his reflection. You know, betas don't like other betas.
Yeah, so
I'm like,
he's trying to fight himself.
Yeah, he's fighting himself. You know, it's fine. We all do that.
Yeah.
So I cleaned the thing, took out the rocks, took out everything. I even took out this giant, like, Star Wars thing that was in there. I was like, maybe that's too big. Maybe he needs more space to swim because he was just staying at the top all the time. It's like, oh, give him more space. Cleaned the water, read the instructions, did all the things. Everything to a T. I even got my thermometer out and tested the water temperature because it said it can't be too cold. Or
it can't
too,
be hot.
So it's like, all right, cool. So I tested Goldilocks. The water and it matched the water that I took him out of. So I'm like, I did the right thing. I did it all good. Put him in a thing, put my drops in, good to go. He's fishing around, just doing his little fish thing. And I'm like, all right, we're good. So then I was like, let me move him in the room because I wanted him to get more sunlight because he was kind of in a dark little corner in Hunter's room. And I was like, all right, we'll move him. So I moved him to a little cubby hole and there's like little LED lights behind it. I was like, oh, how cool. The LED lights will shine. He can see his fish at night. How cute. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All the right things.
All the right things.
All the right things.
All the right things. And then, it's late last night, and I'm just getting ready for bed, and he's like, Uncle Mel. I'm like, yeah, he goes, Bruce isn't moving. And I was like, oh, he's fine. He just stays at the top. It's new water.
Bruce be down.
You know, Bruce be down. That's
no!
funny. That was funny. Yeah, so the fish, I was like, no, he's fine. Because he always does that. It's new water. He's probably just readjusting, whatever, right? And he goes, no, like, he's literally not moving. And he can't say literally, so he says littery.
Littery.
So he's like, he's literally not moving.
Littery.
And I'm like, littery? He's not moving? He's like, no. And I'm like, well, let me go look. So I walk in, girl, geez, just on his side, just gone.
He said,
you know,
no,
so anyway, we'll round back to what I'm getting at. Sometimes you do everything right. Everything. Textbook. Correct.
Right. And with good intention, too.
With good intention, and it flops.
You can see the realization.
He literally flopped.
You can see the realization of what he said when he just said it.
Yeah, that was like, funny because wow, that was perfect. Not planned.
Yeah. So we talked about this earlier when we were discussing what to talk about today.
Shit happens.
It happens. And the other thing is, sometimes when we're trying to do something, we're doing it to what we think other people want. We think people want this. We think people want that. Or fish want this, want that. And we do things with good intentions, just the way they're supposed to be done. And it's not what's best for that fish, that person, that thing that you're trying to do. It's actually not the best for them because you learned later that fish they don't like colored LED
lights.
They
don't like colored LED lights.
They don't like them. And so
maybe I stress killed them with the Millennium Falcon light. I don't know.
So he cleaned the tank, gave him a fresh view, but really the lights were in there and it was causing him stress. And
all the lights.
And then so we just never know if what we're giving out there, even with the good intention of what we're doing, if that's not what they need, or if it's not aligning with them at that moment, it's going to flop.
It's going to flop.
It's not going to be what you expected.
It's going to pull a Bruce.
let's go to Paul Bruce. And it's gonna hurt. Let's talk about how that feels when you do something and you're like, well, that sucks. And then you kind of beat yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
You think about, is it me? Did I do something wrong? All of the things, whenever you're doing something in your business or you're trying something new, if it doesn't go the way you think it's going to go, you tend to take it pretty personally if you care about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, just like the example with the fish, you cared about it. Just like examples that we do, we always try different things all across.
Marketing
the
is
board.
A test. Yes. Everything you do in marketing, whether you're a marketer, whether you're.
It's literally called a beta test with the beta fish.
Yeah, true.
Oh my gosh, I just put those together.
Ooh, light bulb. If I could if I could go to editing, put a light bulb above her head.
I won't make you do that after the last.
But that's a lot of editing.
That's a lot of editing.
But yeah, I mean, and kind of the other half that I don't even think I discussed with you was, from a kid's perspective, I'm thinking, oh, he's going to lose his mind over this and freak out, and his reaction was very, very much how I think we all need to be in our businesses and when things flop. And it was basically,
well, that didn't
he's
work.
Not here anymore. And he was like, well, there are a lot of work to take care of. He goes, so, Uncle Mal, I think having a dog is easier.
We'll just stick with the dog.
He's like, we'll just stick with the dog. It wasn't like a negative. He wasn't really sad. He was just kind of like, oh, he's dead. I think the saddest thing that happened is he sat down with the dog and, told the dog, he's like, Gronk, your fish brother is dead.
Your fish brother is dead. I'm sorry, buddy.
And then somehow that turned into like, we should just get a snake. And I'm like, absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
No, better not.
Better won't.
Better
I won't. no, but I mean, like his reaction to it was very mature, for a 9-year-old. And it was just like, hey, that was a lot of work. I didn't really think all that went into having a fish. And, when I explained to him how technical it could get, he was just like, whoa, maybe that's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I think at that age, to be able to look at those situations and realize like maybe that's not for me. Maybe that's what you need to do with your business. If things fail, it's a test. Everything's a test. You can look at it and be upset that it failed, or you can look at it and go, maybe that wasn't for me. Maybe that's not really what I'm meant to do. Maybe that was not really my audience that I thought it was supposed to be.
Right.
And just taking a step back and reevaluating, And I thought we talk about it a lot, and I know you're gonna touch on this later, but I my brain, the way it works, gotta get these things out there because I don't have a red notebook. Because otherwise I'd
it's
be
here.
Sidetracked.
It's here if you were worried about it. It's here.
With all these things that we do, you have to be open to feedback. And, hopefully we're going to start executing some of the feedback we've already gotten about the podcast. One of those things is, hey, it's very long-winded. Sometimes it sounds like you may run out of topics to talk about. We love to hear that. Like, we're not mad that someone told us that. Like, that is going to change the trajectory of what we do going forward. Because if we don't know, we don't know, we can't fix it. It's like I tell people all the time in the workplace, stop complaining at the water cooler and in the break room about everything that's wrong that no one's fixing if you haven't gone to the source and talked to the person that runs all those things to see if they can fix them.
Right. Be
solution oriented. If they don't know, they can't fix it. It's just something to think about. And with that, one thing that we have to get better with is getting more feedback. And I think a lot of that comes with, hey, if we throw an event, if we do a podcast, if we do a thing, like, let's send out a little survey monkey, maybe 5 questions just to grab some feedback. Like, what could we do better? Like, what did work? What didn't work?
Mm-hmm.
And then apply that feedback. Now, if it gets harsh and you read it, you go, oh, well, screw them. I can't believe they said that. That's a you thing. Like, you got to get over that because you got to be able to adjust and adapt and figure out what works, what doesn't work, who works, who doesn't work. And just turn, don't think of it as a failure. Think of it as, an additional layer to what you thought was a failure. It's just an additional layer that you're adding that you can now adjust and or peel back if you need to.
Right. You're looking at it going, okay, where were my strengths in this, whatever you're doing? Mm-hmm. And where did I fail? And what could I do better? And it's always analyzing, looking back, reflecting, and then making a plan to go forward. One of guest that we had on for the last episode, when he heard about what we were talking about today, he sent us a little side message and was like, hey, to add to you guys' content today, he said, failing or feeling like you're going backwards in something is still movement. Keep
still movement.
Moving. If you're just completely stagnant and you're doing the same old thing, the same tired thing over and over, you're not going to go anywhere backwards or forwards. But at least if you go backwards, that was the other thing. Like, you've probably seen the meme 100 times. Be like an arrow. Pull yourself backwards And then you'll be slingshotted forward. Is that a slingshotted? I don't even know if that's how you say that. Yeah. You'll be sent forward. But you're moving, you're doing something, you're shaking things up, whether it's good or bad. And you have to be able to view it like that. Otherwise, you're just going to get all up in your feels.
All up in your feels.
and then
shut down. You shut down and then you end up doing less. You get backed up and you get behind because, you got so in your feels about it that now you're leaving other people behind. You're leaving other things behind and you're just, then that just snowballs.
Yeah, and then you're worse off than just accepting it and moving on.
Yeah.
But to talk about accepting it and moving it on, because we did mention this. Oh, got the red notebook out.
Here it comes.
So this was a phrase that we wanted to make a jumping point from. And I think when I heard this, it shook me to the point where I stopped everything I was doing and went and shooketh. And I wrote it down because it was that powerful. So it's easier to teach from a scar than an open wound. And they went on to explain when you are dealing with something, it's an open wound. And if you do not heal from it, if you do not learn from it and apply, new measures, new
tactics, gets infected.
It gets infected. And then you die. And then you dig.
Let's keep it real. We're going after scars.
So they said when you're dealing with something, you feel like you're failing at whatever it is. And this could be business. It could be life. It could be kids. It could be relationships, whatever it is. You feel like you're failing at a certain point. What they want you to think of that is like being in a hole. And you're just like, you're in this hole and you're dealing with whatever you thought was a failure. Sit in that hole for a minute. Don't immediately ask for a rope or a ladder or a hand. Mm-hmm. Sit in that little failure hole for a minute and soak up what it feels like so that when you're ready and don't let it hang on too long. Know that there's an exit strategy here. When you're ready, pull yourself out of that hole and then you are more likely to be able to help other people who are going through similar things. You can't help them when you have an open wound, but you're all scabbed up and healed. Gross.
Let's talk about it.
And then you can help others. Yeah. So don't force yourself. We're having a really song day today where every word we say
everything's a song.
Goes into a song. And then we can't help it. So one of the other things that we talked about was failing is a stepping stone, not a
stop sign. Failing is a stepping stone. One thing I don't have a problem with doing is getting, more and more personal. I think, I know we've talked about it in detail before. Failure for me, there's been a lot of failures in my life. Some bigger than others, but I think for me, the biggest failure that I always kind of grasp onto is, I kind of held myself back for like 22 years, playing pretending to be this person I thought I needed to be because of how I grew up, or the church I went to, or the things that I talked about, or things that my family told me I needed to be or do, or, what was normal, what's not normal. So for 22 years, I played that game. And I call it a game because as I matured, that's what I realized it was. It was just a game. I was watching, of all things, RuPaul's Drag Race the other night, and one of the queens on there was talking about how in middle school, they, dated three girls at a time because they thought, if I do this, they're going to think I'm straight.
Mm-hmm. Super straight.
It's like, and I'm very guilty, and I feel so bad about it now looking back because I wasted so many people's time. And that was a huge failure for me. Now, I can look back at that. I dated someone for like over 3.5 years, knowing what I knew about myself that entire time, trying to suppress it or change it or whatever, why wasted 3.5 years of this amazing human being's life? And that is a huge fail for me because I failed myself. I failed her. I failed her family, like so many things, but I can look at that and dwell on it and be like, ooh, can't believe I did that. What a failure that was. Or I can look at it and go, holy shit, have I grown from this?
The growth.
The growth. You gotta flip the mindset and start looking at the growth from your failure. For those of you that have gotten into real estate, some of you multiple times, you start, you fail, you start, you fail, you switch companies left and right, you switch companies like as if switching a company is going to change your perspective or your mindset. Like that, I think irritates me more than anything right now in this environment is that whole grass is greener on the other side mentality. The grass is greener where you water it. The grass is greener where you fertilize it. The grass is greener where you take care of it. And that's with all things in life, whatever you're doing.
Right.
So if you think you want to jump ship and then all of a sudden you're going to be motivated, not likely. There could be someone else in the other end of that that helps motivate you more potentially, and it fits your vibe better, which is great. You got to
find your people, find your vibe,
right?
But that's temporary if you don't have the foundation of the motivation and the discipline.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like your scars situation, you know. Like I think what going back to that whole analogy, is that what it is, an analogy? I'm so bad with words.
Sure. Metaphor? It's one of those.
No, it's one of the big words.
Yeah.
People just put a Band-Aid on it. Mm-hmm. You know. A scar is a scar. Let it breathe. Sometimes you gotta let you gotta let your cuts breathe, man. I know that. I learned that as a kid. Like you can't cover them up. You cover them up, what happens? They get all soggy. They never really heal properly. Whatever. You know, there's a certain time you gotta put a little Band-Aid on it for a little bit if it makes you feel better, right? Mm-hmm. But eventually you gotta rip that fucking Band-Aid off. You gotta let that thing breathe. Let the scar heal. And then once it's healed, then it's moving on from there. You could dwell on it. Ooh, I have a big one on my leg now because I had a ladder attack me. You know, I'm like, ooh, do I want to be mad that I have a scar? Or do I want to be able to talk about what the hell went down?
Well, and when you look at those scars, kind of like we'll put these analogy, metaphor, whatever together on your body.
We need a thesaurus.
Yeah, we need a thesaurus.
Thesaurus Rex.
And you've got these scars on your body. And when you look at them, you remember the incident. You remember what happened. Like if it were a kid or if you were a teenager or whatever, and you did this thing and all of a sudden you've got this gash on your leg you got to deal with, or you had to be in a hospital or you had to do whatever, you're probably not going to do whatever it was that got you in that situation in the first place again. Just like in your business, if you're looking back and reflecting on, like, let's say you've been in for 5 years and you're realizing back in year one, all the mistakes that you made, you had terrible follow-up game, you had terrible communication skills,
right.
You know, whatever those things are, when you look back at the business, like those little scars that show up, like, oh, I lost that deal because I didn't follow up. I lost this deal because I had bad time management.
Right.
Or I lost this deal because of that. All those little lost deals are going to be like your business scars that you look at and go, I'm not doing that again.
Not doing it again.
And you just do that over and over and over again. And you take the risk. There was something else that we talked about. Chad was on fire today. And it was ChatGPT helps us out when we give
it a thought.
Oh yeah, when they give us a thought that we want to kind of go off of, we have it give us like talking points, and then we develop the content around those talking points. So one of the talking points that I really liked was there was two more that I'm going to mention, and we can talk about it. But it was the mindset makeover. Love that.
Yep.
And then there was one about risks. What was it? What was the one about risk? It was like, if you don't take a risk, creativity in crisis.
Creativity in crisis.
That was one of them. Risk, fail, repeat. Risk, fail, repeat. And anybody will tell you, I think I posted a meme about it the other day. You can learn from theory. You can learn from practice, but you're going to learn the most from your mistakes. Every single entrepreneur and big business owner will tell you that they learn the most from their mistakes. So when you're dealing with the emotions of missing a deal or failed this or failed that, remember that if you never took that risk and you never failed, you're not even going to get the chance to repeat it.
Right. Yep.
What is happening?
Yep. I told him to crank the music up.
Okay.
I got these good mics. We got these good mics, y'all. We're going to test these mics today. It's part of that whole, part of the whole live environment, you know?
Oh.
We kind of dipped into their 4 o'clock starting time, and there's people here eating. So I was like, you know what? Don't leave it awkward. Turn the music up.
Yeah, we don't want to kill their vibe.
Let the music play.
I was wondering what the ringing sound was, but we're good.
But no, I mean, I just think in this industry, you're going to consistently fail. And honestly, in my opinion, if you're not failing, you're not doing good. You're not doing enough.
Right.
You know, I think you need to fail.
You're not trying enough.
You have to. Yeah, you're not trying enough. If everything you do just works.
It's too easy. You're never going to grow.
What the hell is even that?
Or also, are you a time traveler? How did you know that was going to work? How did you know?
Yeah.
If everything, I want you to comment. If everything has always worked out perfectly for you, please tell us who you are.
Please,
and we'll come track you down.
Please.
We would love to hear about it.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's only natural to fail, and it's only natural to, to feel like you're taking 10,000 leaps back every time you fail. But at the end of the day, how do you know what you want to do or what you want to succeed with if you didn't fail the first time doing it? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I've grown so much from all of my failures. It's insane. And that's to say, not even like business failures, relationship failures, so many different areas that it applies to, you know, and again, it's just, it's hard to get that mindset shift to be like,
mindset makeover.
It's a mindset makeover. But it's hard to get that shift to go, how the do I bounce back from this? Like, you know,
everyone thinks I'm stupid or everyone's going to think I'm a failure and you get all the fan yeah. feels or like, how am I going to show my face at this again right. after that happened? Mm-hmm. Well, get creative and figure it out. Girl,
you just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. You know, and even with like, you know, I think about some events that I've put on even personally, you know, whether it's a lunch and learn or something like that, you know, you always worry. I mean, I worry, are people going to show up? Are they not going to show up? Is it valuable information? Is what I'm doing worthwhile, right? Uh-huh. You can't let those things get in your head and knock you down because you won't do anything.
Right.
You know, if you constantly are worried about if it's going to work out, then that's going to be an issue, right? And I think a big shift when it comes to that stuff too is understanding that, you know, and again, Gogo put this very well in one of her top producer panel days that I went to. And it was like, listen, like 90% of you are not going to do anything with what I teach you.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you go into everything that you do, understand like, hey, you may not impact everyone. But again, with the whole mindset of quality over quantity,
uh-huh.
I'd rather impact 3 people wholeheartedly
right.
than to kind of minimally impact a room.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean?
I mean, how amazing would be to have like a Tony Robbins impact of thousands in a room and everyone's walking away with an impact, but we're not right. all Tony Robbins.
Right. And not everybody's always going to like you, you know, not everybody's always going to, you know, vibe with your vibe. Not everybody's always going to love what you have to say or what you're about. You know what I mean? You can count that as a fail. Like, oh man, I got to mesh and be a chameleon for everyone. No, you don't. You have to be the person you want to be to attract the people you want to do business with.
Right.
People you want to do life with even. Life. You know, like it goes so much further than business. And I think that's something we're learning throughout this whole podcast journey is, you know, we got into this thinking real estate, real estate, real estate. Mm-hmm. And it's now turning into so much more than just real estate.
We've got listeners from other industries that, you know, when we run into them, they're like, I listen to your podcast. And we're like, You do? I mean, that's cool. We love that.
You're like an ice cream shop? What?
So,
you know,
what we're saying here is not just real estate related and it's not just business related. It's mm-hmm. like our business is so relational in this industry. Mm-hmm. I mean, you build relationships with other agents, with your lenders, with your title company, with your clients. And yep. I mean, how many times have you had a client that has turned into a friend, a lifelong friend? And, you know, that leads really well into our next event that we're having yeah. at the end of April, which is Build a Sphere That Refers, because you want your business to be mostly repeat clients and referrals because that makes your business predictable.
100%,
and
yeah.
then it doesn't scare the crap out of you wondering where you're going to get your next deal from because you're focusing on people you've already done business with.
Right.
Who like right. you and trust you and will refer you. But we'll get some more information about that. It's going to be at the end of April. We'd love to have you guys out with you, Melvin and I, with a couple other sponsors, but great
Listen,
event.
Fail. So I was just thinking this in my head. My little brain was clicking. You know, just so many things. Oh man, if I lose my train of thought right now.
I was like, did it click a lot of times at once? That happens sometimes.
My music brain wants to sing now, but like also wants to talk.
My music brain is in full effect.
Man, sometimes, like complete squirrel derail moment, but sometimes I just be sitting in front of the computer with all idea to do all this work. And then I start playing music and I'm just like bebopping the whole night. 4 hours later, I'm just like making playlist, you know?
Oh, you made a killer playlist, by the way.
Make a killer playlist? Which one?
The first one.
Oh, the grinding in a high school, sweaty high school cafeteria.
Grinding in a sweaty high school cafeteria.
It's collaborative. If you have Apple Music, I'll link it in the show notes.
I was listening to it.
If you were like, you know, I mean, I graduated in 06, so it's like right up my alley, but like it's you know, yeah. Chingy, Lil Wayne, like all, you know, Dang. Chameleonaire, like all those people.
Oh, yeah. That was like, it's a whole lot. I was jamming. That was the first
baby
one.
Bash.
Oh, gosh.
Baby Bash.
It was everything I wanted it to be, and I texted him, I was like, this is everything. But like,
everything.
Yeah.
I don't even know where I was going with my thing.
We squirreled real hard on that one.
Man, see the damn music started.
Here's your next one. Your brain is a muscle, train it.
Yeah, so you know what? Okay, no, I remember where I was going now. I'm glad you said the train part because I don't know why this correlated in my brain. What I was going to lead into was when it comes to the fails, right?
Exactly.
First of all, let's be real. TED Talks and all those, they wouldn't exist if people didn't fail.
Right.
Like an entire TED talk is based on people failing and then overcoming.
And then figuring it out.
And to figure it out, and then now they're on stage telling millions of people, right? So there's that.
We'll be there one day.
I want to change the name to like Fred.
Fred
like
Talk?
Fred Talk. We all wear like Flintstones outfits. Yabba dabba doo. Stupid.
I don't think it's going to happen that way, but I love
I'd say Talk. Bruce Talk, but Bruce didn't make it, so.
Oh, poor Brucey.
Yeah, Bruce is gone. Bruce was not almighty, so.
No.
Evan was. Maybe we'll name the next fish Evan.
Oh, he'll live a little longer.
Maybe.
Okay.
Evan goes to heaven. No, but surround yourself with other people who fail. You know, that's kind of what I wanted to add to that is find some people, you know, find some people even in the same industry, right? Who maybe have fallen over and over and over again. And now look at where they're at. You know
what I
mean?
They'll tell you too. People who have gone through some of the harder things in life are the ones that are ending up being the most successful.
Yeah.
And they will share and tell and consult all the words.
Right. So, like, you know, what immediately comes to my brain is, you know, we do a lot of work with the Duncan Duo. Andrew Duncan, you know, very much from rags to riches. You know what I mean? And I'm sure he failed a million bajillion times before he got to where he's at. Find people like that. And I just recently learned that there are like groups where a lot of brokers and agents get together, and it's kind of like, I don't want to call it like AA, but it's kind of like, you know, it's like a meeting where they get together and it's like a mastermind type deal where they BA, it's badass. You know, and they just talk about like how they got to where they got to. And I think that's a really fun part about all your panels you do is hearing people's success stories, because it does motivate, you know, but
it does.
You can sit there and dwell in it and be all upset that you didn't do this or didn't do that. Or you can dust yourself off and try again. Who was that? Aaliyah? Who sang that song?
Dust yourself off and try again. Oh, we have amazing singing voices.
yeah, I mean, just you have to make, you know, lemonade out of lemons, or how did you say that?
I think they said
skip the lemonade, make a whole ass milkshake, because it brings all the boys to the yard. We'll just skip straight to milkshakes.
It's like make a lemon drop and have shots and get drunk, and it won't matter anymore.
That is a very long. That's not a quick one. It just rolls off the tongue.
What are you talking about?
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. You have more topics, so I'm gonna let you go with that, because I'm just gonna bramble at this point. Bramble.
Ramble? Is that a brain ramble?
Yep, it's a brain ramble. It's a bramble.
Did Black you just Betty? Make that up?
Blamble, lamb. I did.
We're going to put it on a t-shirt.
I really did.
There was another t-shirt we were going to have made.
Oh, that should be a social media thing. Don't bramble.
Don't bramble. We can make that the next episode.
It's going to be my beer, actually. I'm going to name a beer Bramble.
We're going to have t-shirts that say, do you want to do beer stuff with us?
Yeah. Are you into beer? Are you into beer stuff?
Are you into beer stuff? Hang out with us.
That's great.
It'll be out there when the merchandise for this podcast starts hitting the stores. You can't find it at Target or anything like that, but maybe Amazon? No. Or maybe just linked us, you know, whatever.
Not Temu, because I'm so pissed off that they changed their, well, they didn't change their name. We were just all wrong for a year.
Temu. So we were talking about this, and this is a kind of the quote that goes around it, but you already talked about it. But epic fails turn into epic tales. And that's why people who have such hard stories, Grant Cardone, Ed Milet, Tony Robbins, they all had these hard, hard stories that they had to overcome, change their mindset, fail, repeat. Risk, fail, repeat over and over and over again until they figured it out. So when you're working your businesses.
I love this phone ringing behind the leaves. Like, you hear it? It's kind of creepy. It's like, it's like one of those old school like desk phones, you know?
Oh, it's from the other business, maybe? So like a 1950s desk newspaper.
I'm waiting to hear like that printer that has like the little holes in the side that like rolls.
Oh my God. How do you even know what that is? You're too young for that.
I'm not that young. I'm a tech nerd. I've seen all the tech. Come on now.
He went back and looked at all the tech nerds.
Surround yourself with people who can help you through your fails, you know, and have, I think it's very important to have someone where you can vent to that's kind of like Switzerland.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Or a little more harsher than Switzerland, because I feel like Switzerland would be like.
You're pretty chill.
Pretty
I just mean like someone outside of your immediate bubble. You know what I mean? Like someone who doesn't live and breathe. Like you don't want to go, complaining to a coworker that works exactly in the same building as you about all the things that are happening in your building, because then that just just turns into a nightmare. You know, but find that friend that is not even remotely in your industry and be like, yo, what the fuck is going on?
Right.
You know what I mean? Because it's going to get whole. It's going to get stressful all the time. This industry is stressful. Any industry right now is stressful.
And it can be lonely. And lonely and stressful is worse than stressful with other people. Yeah. Misery loves company.
Misery does love company, yeah.
But not in a bad way. It's right. Just find people that can bring you out when you're ready to be brought out. Right?
Bring them out. Bring them out.
Bring them out. Sit in the hole of failure for a minute. Yep. Deal with it mentally, heal up, and then talk about it. And you'll feel so much better about whatever you thought was this horrible thing that happened to you. Now, sometimes it is a horrible thing, but sometimes it's just mentally a horrible thing.
Right, right.
And there's so much you can do to learn better. And there's always a gift on the other side. Mm-hmm. And if you remember that there's always going to be a gift, whether it's a new skill or a new relationship that you've made or a new idea that came to you because of the failure, then you will consider the whole thing a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
We were listening to podcasts earlier where this girl, she's like one of the top like open water swimmers. She never was a swimmer. She was a ballerina. She fell down a flight of stairs, destroyed her legs, went through years of therapy.
That's crazy.
And she said at the time, if someone had said this is going to be the best thing that ever happened to you, she would probably have like chopped their head off and been like, get out of my face.
Bye.
But she now is this world renowned open water swimmer. And it goes on all these public speaking, mm-hmm. talking about motivation and grit and all of that. And you have to be able to turn whatever it is that you've got going on that's getting you up in your feels, turn it around and make something amazing out of it.
Make it actionable. And, you know, I think if I could have redone anything with my failures, I wish I would have taken note of them a little bit more in detail. You know, because like you said, like telling your story, I think is huge. And your story and your failure could help someone else avoid that failure. You know, and I think there's so much of that happened in my life. I mean, we were having lunch this morning and we don't really have lunch in the morning. We were having lunch this afternoon at some point in the day. And I was literally thinking, I was like, I think I failed so much. I just suppressed them.
Mm.
You know, I'm a suppressor. I just like, meh, move on next, you know. Right. But like, I wish I would have focused on a little bit more, because then I could have actually expanded on like the growth I've come from, you know, from those failures. You know, but whatever it is that you're doing that you're failing in, you have to fail to get to the next step.
Right.
You know, a lot of these people who build these businesses, I mean, I'm thinking about Three Bulls, you know, I'm sure they failed a ton before they got to where they're at.
Well, they went through a lot, right? They at first did not have a brewery. They just had food, and then they did not have a liquor license. And now they do have, I'm sure they just got
feedback.
Now
they can tell their story.
Yeah. Now they can be like, hey, we figured it out. Amazing. Now they're the hottest restaurant
it's
in
so
the review.
It's so good. It's worth the drive from Tampa for me. And if you're a wing person, whoa. Mm-hmm. And fries, whoa.
Yeah, we're going to be eating here later.
For sure.
For dinner. For the second time today.
For sure.
We can't wait.
For sure. Yeah, we hit a couple more topics. We're going to start wrapping it up for you guys because I know
Our feedback was stop brambling.
We bramble.
We will not bramble anymore for you. The last thing I had was Well, I'll switch. Can't decide which one I talk about. Don't be what others want you to be. Others want you to be. Don't try to fit a square peg into a round hole.
No.
Don't say, well, I need to have this relationship with this person because someone told me I should. Well, if that's not your route, I mean, they don't know what's best for you. I mean, if people are kind of just telling you, like, this is what you should do, this is what you should do, and it just does not feel right in your skin, maybe that's you're going on a different route, or maybe you have a brand new idea that no one knows how to even do.
Right.
So just don't let anybody put you in a box.
Mm-hmm.
But when you make a mistake, don't just automatically revert back to, oh, well, I should have just done whatever I was told to do. But really analyze it. Really analyze what happened. Talk to your peers and your coaches and your mentors and whoever and talk it out. Yeah. You'll feel so much better.
That's what I want to end on for me. For me, what I want to end on is the mistake and the failure. Owning your failures. Own them. Whether it's you failed with a business person, you failed with a client that you were supposed to do things for, you failed with, you know, your boss, your coworkers, whatever, right? I was talking to a broker this morning about this. there's so much power in owning up to your failures. Like for me, as a consumer, if I'm doing business with someone, even if it's the biggest purchase of my life, a car or whatever, and the person says, man, I'm so sorry, I screwed up on your numbers. You know, right. Like, I did not realize I did that. And they own it and then they correct it.
Oh,
you've got me for life.
Right.
You know, because like that shows me like, all right, cool. I can trust you. Like, you know, we all make mistakes. And I think too many of us are so better done than perfect. Better done than perfect. Too many of us are seeking perfection. Too many of us are going after being exactly this, you know, cookie cutter thing, you know, that everybody else is doing, right? Better done than perfect. Stop mm-hmm. trying to be perfect. Stop trying to fail. Fail forward. Own your failures. Mm-hmm. Talk about them out loud. Hell, if you're in social media, that's one thing that we push all the time. By we, I mean Giselle, because it's her baby. I love her.
I love
you know,
her
my
too.
Coach, she pushes, you know, like you flaunt your failures sometimes. You know, you'd be so shocked at how much people will connect when you open up and you're like real about your failures. Mm-hmm. And now we talked about a friend of mine who had a fail, you know, on the last podcast and how well that went for her, mm-hmm. how much business she got now because she just owned up to her failure and made light of it, you
right.
know?
She fell down a flight of stairs on an open phone
There's
call.
Power in failure. There's power in vulnerability. There's power in owning up to what you've done, what you did, what you think you're going to do, you know, and then use that as a stepping stone to move forward to the next spot. Hey, I am so sorry that I did that, but here's what I'm going to do to make it better. Here's what I'm going to do to fix that, whatever that is, and make that extra leap forward. People will, one, they're going to see through the bullshit. If you try, I mean, we talk about it all the time behind people's backs. We're all guilty. You know, like, I can't believe they did that. I can't believe, you know, it's easy to
control that either.
No, you can't control it. So don't even worry about it. You know, but man, if that person did fail, and even if they came back to me like weeks later and apologized, which I've had that happen to me before, man, I fell in love with this person even more. I had a friend of mine that, you know, didn't understand. He never had a gay friend. Didn't understand it. When I came out, he was just like, we went from like being like this to like completely, right. completely, you know, didn't know what to do. Right. And I don't, you know, feel, I'm not mad at him for it. Right. But it was like probably 6 months later, I got a message and I was like, hey man, I am so sorry for the way that I treated you. I really didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to respond. It was something new for me. You know, and you know, I grew up a certain way, et cetera, et cetera. He told me the whole story. Right. I love that person even more.
Right.
You know, because I'm like, real. I get it. Not everybody understands everything. Can't fault them for it. You know what I mean? But like, man, the fact that he owned up to like his failure as a friend to me made us that much closer.
That's good.
You know, so that's just to say, if you guys fail, enjoy your failures.
Oh.
Enjoy the fail. You know, just don't end up on Fail Army. And if you do.
What's that?
Oh, you don't watch Fail Army? All the fails? I know the kids watch it.
Oh, maybe.
People failing and falling off bikes and stuff. It's called Fail Army.
No, never heard of it.
Yeah, there's a whole channel dedicated to people failing. But what's really cool about that too, again, now they're starting to do highlights of wins. Oh. You know, like they're doing a complete flip on that. It's like big wins. So I mean that's
I'd
what
like
I'll
to see both.
That's
both
what
sides.
I'll end with, man. Just don't get down on yourself for being a failure.
Right.
If you're not a failure, then who are you? If everything's perfect all the time, then what's your character?
What yeah. kind
of, like, what are, who
you're
are you?
You're actually very
what
unrelatable
are you?
If you're perfect
very
all
unrelatable.
The time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, failing, and then
and if you run a brokerage and you're failing, like, shit, it's probably the first time you ever did it. It's going to happen. You're going to have areas that you fail and areas you succeed.
Hold on.
Let's start highlighting the wins. You know, stop focusing on the negatives. Let's focus on the positive. Even if there's five negatives to one positive, focus on that one positive. Make that positive the glowing light. Like, all right, we sucked at all these things. But man, we're really good at this.
Yeah.
And maybe you sit down with your team and you figure out, all right, so since we're really good at this, how do we make the other stuff line up with that? Stop trying to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
Focus on what you're good at and then add to the good.
Right.
Don't try to just do a bunch of shit you're not good at. You know what I mean? Like, mm-mm. And if you're not good at it, delegate. Find someone that is. Let them put them on a pedestal. Let them be the one that does whatever that task is. We're not all good at tech. You know, I have people trying to figure it out, you know, and they're learning, oh, this is not for me. Let someone else do that part. You be good at what you're good at. That we don't feel like you're failing all the time. You know, that's
it.
My two cents.
What, 2 cents? So we do have giveaways. We will post the giveaway. We still have to announce the winner for Marker 48's giveaway, which is the red and black hat. So it is pinned there now, but I think we're doing the giveaway for it after this episode.
Yeah. Yep.
So we'll be announcing that winner. Yep. It'll be on Instagram. But for the for all of our giveaways, you will see the giveaway post with the words giveaway all over it in our face and what we're giving away. And make it so that it's there for you. The first pin on our Instagram, you can enter to win. And we always tell you what to comment so you can get entered to win. But definitely do that. The other thing that we talked about, and this is going to be a beta test for us too, we're going to see how it goes, is we are going to have a live recording of our 25th episode. So our 25th episode lines up with December because we started in January and we do 2 a month. And
math.
Oh, wow. In public too.
Wow.
Oh, wow. And we will be doing a live in person where people can be a part of our audience. We may even have it like a kind of a question Q&A open platform.
Oh, that'd be fun. Platform.
But we will be announcing those details. Keep it in mind that towards the end of the year, if you're interested in being in the room while we're recording one of these at one of our fabulous breweries that we're promoting, keep an eye out for that because you will need to register. We will have limited spots for that.
Yeah. Yep, yep.
All right.
Yeah, we love you all.
Brew good, do good. Thank you, Marco 48. No.